This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live Sunday edition with Mark,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Call in. You can talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. And we're going to get started with something that's pretty relevant right about now. Now, Daryl, you called it daylight shifting time?
Did
somebody
change
this? We're
not saving anything. We are shifting things.
Did somebody change the rules, though? I mean, I thought it was called daylight savings time.
Ah, I want to throat punch people that say that. There is no S in savings. It is singular. And to make sure that people understand what it is, I call it daylight shifting. We are not saving anything. That 1 hour that you lost today that you supposedly gained back in the fall.
Because it was at 2 a.m.
Right. One, it wasn't daylight. And two, you don't then get extra daylight. It's just shifting when the daylight happens.
So you get your own term you've made up, and you like it better.
I do like it better, and also nobody's going to try to pluralize shifting. Because shiftings just sounds absolutely stupid.
Daylight savings.
Does anyone else like your term besides you?
I've never done a survey.
I like it. So,
but when I use it, people are like, oh, yeah,
so
that makes more
sense. When I say daylight savings time, too. I really like that. You've got some article on daylight saving time, apparently, or shifting time. Apparently, there's movements across the United States to get rid of this.
Right.
And we've been talking about this on Free Talk Live for a long time.
And as you may be aware, Mark, there was legislation that wound up being defeated last year in New Hampshire.
I was really rooting for it.
To have New Hampshire join Massachusetts in going to Atlantic.
And Maine, right? It wasn't Maine?
Maine was not specified in the bill. Okay. But if Massachusetts and New Hampshire changed time zones, Maine would have done so as well.
All right.
The Maine legislature was considering legislation. The Massachusetts legislature is considering legislation to go to Atlantic Standard and then not observe DST.
So
it would have the effect of going permanent DST, but that is not allowed under federal law. The two options that states have under federal law is you either observe DST or you do not.
Okay.
Arizona does not. Hawaii does not.
Now, let me ask you this. I think that effectively, daylight shifting time, as you'd like to call
right.
it here, I'm going to try to use that. It's going to take me forever to switch over.
Or just use DST.
Right. So, well, we're on the radio and we acronyms really don't work. So, daylight shifting time essentially moves you one time zone to the east, right?
Correct. So, right now, in New Hampshire and, the rest of the East Coast, Eastern Daylight Time is the same thing as Atlantic Standard.
Yes.
So by moving to Atlantic Standard year-round, you are in effect doing daylight shifting year-round. It's just finding the loophole.
I knew that I hated daylight shifting time. I don't like to move the clocks
right.
and all that stuff. I know that there's disadvantages to it. It's incredibly wasteful as far as resources go.
Not only that, but there's actually a lot of health disadvantages to doing it, to where there's increased stress because your sleep cycle gets thrown off. There are more accidents on the Monday after clocks change than there are, several weeks prior combined. There are more people that have heart attacks. There are more people that have strokes because of the added shift.
Don't you wonder that the
added stress to the body. And it's the same thing, people that travel and have jet lag.
But if you had a stroke or a heart attack, you know, within in that general vicinity of daylight savings, you were going to probably have it anyway, weren't you?
Possibly, but the added stress of, you know, having your clock, your internal clock thrown off.
Yeah.
Right, it's the same thing when people, you know, travel from one coast to the other, that jet lag experience. Basically, everybody in the United States, outside of Arizona and Hawaii, they're going to experience jet lag for about a week and a half.
So, when... I know that they, you know, all the reasons that they instituted daylight shifting time are basic, have basically been disproven over time.
Right, and most people don't realize that, you know, they'll credit Ben Franklin came up with the idea. Ben Franklin's idea was an act of satire. But some jackass decided Ben Franklin wrote this wonderful idea to have everybody become a morning person. Ben Franklin's original idea was to set off cannons when the sun rose up so that more people would be awake early in the morning.
And angry that somebody was setting off cannons. You know, would be really great is if we all had to do jumping jacks with the dear leader right after the cannons went off.
Yes.
Yeah, let's just create this Prussian society.
4379.
Right.
Bend over. Touch your toes. Mr. Smith, bend over.
I knew that I didn't like daylight shifting time.
Yes.
But I also liked the time zone during the summer. So I never really realized that what I preferred was the notion of moving New England into the Atlantic time zone, which if you look
right.
at a map, that time zone map, it makes perfectly good sense that New England would be in there.
Yes, and there's actually legislation that, and let's jump into this article from ABC News about legislation from your home state, or rather the state that you are originally from, Mark, and that is Florida.
What is a home state? Can somebody answer that to me? Like, is it the state in which your home is? Because, you know, I mean, home is a legal term, isn't it? I'm not even sure I have a home by a legal definition. I don't want one.
It's what you consider it. It's your home state is in the eye of the beholder.
I think it is.
It's like what Dan Carlin says about being a Celt. If you think you're a Celt, you're a Celt.
Oh, okay.
So, right, and that's why I corrected myself and said where you're originally from, because some people will use, you know, home state or hometown to describe where you came from, and other people use it to describe where you currently are domiciled.
Yep.
But there was legislation in Florida that would wind up having the entire state shift a time zone to the east. So
Florida is in both the central and the eastern time zones.
Right,
currently.
So the panhandle that's currently in the central would shift to eastern.
Why don't they just give it to Alabama? Please, for God's sakes, just give it to Alabama.
Alabama would take it. It would give them more coastline.
Yeah, give it to them. I mean, what do you want that for? The Redneck Riviera.
I don't know. Yeah, so the bill, again, ABC News says a bill in Florida would allow the Sunshine State to remain on DST year-round, went to Governor Rick Scott to be signed. So I didn't realize this had passed both houses. I knew it was being considered.
I knew it was in the Senate.
The Associated Press reported on Wednesday if the Sunshine Protection Act is passed, Florida residents will be able to enjoy more evening sunshine in the winter by foregoing setting the clocks back in the fall.
Do we really want that? I mean, who wants that the sunlight in the morning? I just don't want it. Maybe it's because I sleep in too much. I don't know. I do have an evening job.
Right.
So I've got to be sort of up and spry till 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Right. But see, also because we're further north, we get
a different amount of
sunshine in the winter than in the summer, and blah, blah, blah. Somebody explain how that works on a flat earth. But the article continues, the state of Massachusetts is also considering ditching daylight shifting altogether for the Atlantic Standard Time, joining places like Nova Scotia and Puerto Rico. Since New England is hundreds of miles further east than other areas in the Eastern Standard Time, it gets dark much earlier.
Yeah.
Other states in the Northeast are considering the move as well. Last year, the Maine House and Senate passed separate bills in support of ditching DST, but only if Massachusetts and New Hampshire opted to do so as well. Hawaii does not observe at all, neither does Arizona.
I don't understand why Alaska does either. The number is 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on daylight shifting time, your thoughts on your current time zone, whatever it might be, we're open to it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We do have the Skype lines working this evening, which we I really couldn't figure out last night, but I got it now. Daryl showed me how. You can call in at 855-450-3733 or use the Skype lines. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you've gotten in some kind of legal problem. You're on the run, and the Innocence Project's working with you?
No, not exactly. So the word run is correct. The word Innocence Project also, and yes, that's two words, also correct. No, I will be running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project.
I'm sorry, I must not have been listening.
And, well, I need your help to make sure that that happens.
You can have my help, whatever it is, buddy. You can have my help.
Yep. Well, you've already pledged, but I need to raise a total of $3,500 by November to make sure that I'm able to take part in the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. And there are several ways to qualify for the marathon. I'm not, you know, a really, really fast elite runner, so I wound up having to get on a charity team, and the Innocence Project was the charity that I applied to be a part of because I'm passionate about what they do. They help people that were wrongly convicted. They help them wind up getting exonerated. They help them get released from prison, and they've already to date helped 200 people get exonerated, 38 of whom had pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 had served time on death row. Again, I need to raise $3,500, and all of that goes to the Innocence Project. I've already paid the registration fees, travel, lodging, all of that is being covered. I don't need help with that. I need $3,500 to go to the Innocence Project, and you can donate by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Darryl,
run.freetalklive.com.
Why would someone confess to a crime that they didn't commit?
Most of the time, it's because they are pressured to do so, to where, as you probably are aware, Johnny, the prosecutors and the police, they can legally lie to someone. They can say, we have all of this evidence that shows that you were there. And if you just tell us that you did this thing, we'll go easy on you. Even though you know that you did not do the thing, and then your lawyer, a lot of times the lawyers will encourage, just go ahead. It's going to be so much easier. There's not going to be as much stress.
It'll be easier.
Go ahead. Just admit that you did this thing.
Here's one
and
thing.
And we can make it all go away.
I have an explanation, too, Johnny Ray. You feel like you have a pretty good grasp on reality, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're at least in the center of the percentile, right? Like, maybe there's some people with a better grasp on reality, but there are people with a worse grasp on reality, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, if the police get a hold of somebody who has who is in that bottom 10% of grasps on reality at any given time, couldn't it be so that they, you know, anybody, not just the police, but anybody could convince them that something happened that didn't happen? I've told, for instance, with young kids, it's very easy to imprint memories on young kids by just saying, hey, remember when we went to see Mickey Mouse at Disney World? If you do that to a young kid enough times, they're going to believe they went to Disney World, even if they never went.
Yeah. I convinced myself once of that there were many different colors of yellow jacket, like that there were blue jackets and red jackets, because once when I was a kid, I was stung. I disturbed a nest, and they all attacked me. They were in my clothes. They were in my underwear. And somehow I got it in my head that it was like a rainbow coalition attacking me. And until I was an advanced age, I told people that had happened, and I convinced myself that it was true. But the reason that I asked you that, Daryl, is because I'm a big fan of Will Grigg, who was a warrior for freedom who died last year, and he told the story of Christopher Tapp in Bonneville County. Christopher Tapp was a young man who had been convicted of murder and rape, and he didn't do it, but he confessed to it. He was mentally disabled, and the police interrogators told him that the lie detector test was an objective source of the truth.
Okay.
And that he had to, Christopher Tapp, in his, during his interview and answering the questions, if he wasn't, if the lie detector didn't agree with the answers that he was giving them, then that meant he was wrong. And also they told him that he could save himself the death penalty by confessing to doing something.
Oh, the prosecutors, they'll tell you whatever they want, and then it's not in their hands. It goes to the judge for the decision.
That's not true in Florida. I can tell you that a prosecutor
right.
can
some,
make
it. Well, some states it's the jury that makes the decision.
In some, yeah, it just depends on the state. But, you know, for instance, they'll make an offer of a lower sentence and people will confess all the time. I mean,
right.
I would say the vast majority of people in prison currently pled to a charge that they didn't commit, objectively. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say that they didn't commit a charge that was somehow associated or near that or whatever, but, you know, for instance...
The statistics are that I think it's somewhere between 90 and 95% of people take a plea of some sort.
Oh, I would say that, yeah, it's easily that. I know that the cases are that if you are charged, that the chances of you going to trial are far below 99, you know, by far below 1%.
Right.
Of the time that you would go to charge. But I would say that, for instance, there's probably a lot of first-degree murderers in prison for second-degree murder because they pled down. They didn't commit second-degree murder. They just took the plea. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there you have an instance of somebody taking a plea for a crime that they didn't commit.
Yes.
So,
Ryan.freetalklive.com.
Thank you. That's a long read.
Well, there was Q&A in there.
There was. We were talking about daylight shifting time. And
yes.
You, go on with your points here.
Yeah, so the history of daylight shifting, and again, Hawaii and Arizona, minus the Navajo Nation in the northeastern part of the state, do not observe DST. So there's one part of Arizona that does observe, that's the Navajo Nation. Otherwise, Arizona does not.
Well, at least they can show their sovereignty by confusing the hell out of their people.
Daylight shifting, and again, this from ABC, they say it was invented to make best use of daylight hours. Ben Franklin created the concept, according to NASA, and
humans.
It's been used throughout much of the U.S., Canada, and Europe since World War I. Any state can opt out. All they have to do is pass a law. In 1966, former President Lyndon Johnson signed a law stating that daylight saving began on the last Sunday of April and ended on the last Sunday of October. So, used to be April to October, and now
it's March to November.
The second weekend of March to the first weekend of November.
Which means that if you're in Eastern time zone or Central, whatever your time zone is, you spend most of the year in the time zone that is to the east.
Correct.
Which makes the time zone that you're in kind of irrelevant.
Correct.
855-450-3733. How did we get in such a weird, mixed-up world that we're living in the time zone that's ahead of us most of the year? I don't even understand. 855-450-3733.
I'll explain it to you, Mark.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about daylight shifting time. And, you know, I'm learning things that I didn't know. I thought it was half and half the year was daylight shifting time, half the year was regular.
That's what it was in 1966 when President Johnson signed a law setting the beginning of daylight shifting as the last Sunday of April until the last Sunday of October. And then in 1986, it was changed to be the first Sunday in April, ending at the same time. And then George W. Bush, because somehow changing the clocks helps us fight the war on terror, decided to have it begin the second Sunday of March.
You know, if he would have just switched over to the metric
in
system
November.
In this dumb crap here, I mean, these politicians in there, I control time. They're so transparently ridiculous the way they do things. I want to tell you real quick, because here's one thing the politicians can't control, is now you can mine Bitcoin. You've probably heard about Bitcoin. You're interested in the mining. Here's an opportunity for you to turn U.S. dollars into new cryptocurrency. You can forget about figuring out the cost, the constant equipment upgrades, the maintenance, and all that stuff. You can make Bitcoin every day, like I do, at pool.bitcoin.com. So all you have to do is give them the money and then They take care of the rest. You move the Bitcoin out when you feel like moving it out of your account. It's 100% uptime guarantee. Their website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you'll make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you also help steer the Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
So, you know, you mentioned that politicians can control time, and there are actually some time zones, and there's more from the ABC News article, but there's some time zones like Nepal where their time is off by 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I hate those.
Nepal is universal time plus 5 hours, 45 minutes.
We should explain what universal time is.
Universal time is, you've probably heard of GMT, which is Greenwich Mean Time.
That's the old racist way of saying it. Now you have to say UTC, Universal Time Consolidated or something.
Universal Coordinated Time, but the abbreviation is in French where it's, you know, the letters are goofed. How is Greenwich a racist term?
Don't ask me.
You're the one that said it's a racist term.
That, I just read things on the interwebs. The same people that say that the maps make Africa look too small basically say that because somebody came up with time in Greenwich that, you know, this is unacceptable or something.
Okay, I've heard people say that calling it Zulu time was somehow offensive to...
Zulu is just the term for Z, but Zulu is 20, so it's Zulu is 24, is the 24-hour version of UTC. So UTC uses a 12-hour clock.
Not necessarily. UTC could use a 12 or a 24-hour clock.
Well, if you go to 24, then you're just talking about Zulu time. And you're just mislabeling it at that point. So
not necessarily.
All right. Then you would need to say UTC 24, which is a lot more syllables than Zulu. So
right. So again, Nepal is 5 hours, 45 minutes ahead of universal time. There are some places that are half an hour off. There's actually one in Canada. Newfoundland is half an hour off. So they're 3.5 hours behind universal time. North Korea is also half an hour. They are UTC plus 8.5, and that is Pyongyang time. North Korea, here's an argument of why we should observe DST. The North Koreans don't, and we don't want to be like North Korea.
Okay, well, they breathe oxygen,
or
too.
Something.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously if I was going to try to make this all better, the first thing I would do is get rid of these half hour and 45 minutes and 15 minute time zones and everything. Really, we can't just go ahead and lump it through 15 minutes here, people. That seems ridiculous. But I've also wanted, sort of in my little heart of hearts when I haven't been thinking about it very thoroughly enough, just everybody to be on the same time. Right,
right. Everybody use UTC, and
Zulu. Why would you use UTC if you're going to make a change? Why would you use the stupid? Like, for instance, we had an interview one time. We scheduled an interview on Free Talk Live for 7:30. This person, who obviously knew nothing about the radio program, was attempting to do their interview at 7:30 in the morning on Free Talk Live. He's like, I was there at the hotel, and you know, nobody was there. Well, that's because we're not on the air until 7 o'clock at night. but you know, I mean, sometimes
that wouldn't have happened if there wasn't, if everybody was on the same clock.
Right. If it was 1900 hours, if I had told him 1930 is when you're on the air, then he would have been there at 1930 as opposed to 7:30.
Right, and I prefer the 24-hour clock, and I'm just going to say UTC because that's how I've always referred to universal time.
Okay.
Whether it be a 12-hour clock or a 24-hour clock, universal time is universal time.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go ahead and refer to 24-hour UTC time as Zulu, and I'll go ahead and refer to daylight savings time as daylight shifting time.
All right. So, jumping back into the original article from ABC News.
Oh, before you go on, I wanted to point out that if we made noon at Zulu time, 12 o'clock everywhere in the world, then people would just be going to bed at different times because they're going to get up and go to bed.
People already go to bed at different times.
Yeah, but they go to bed when it gets dark. I mean, generally, they want to get up somewhere around sunrise.
Not the people that work a second shift or a third shift. Those people that get off radio at 10 o'clock at night aren't going to bed when it gets dark.
But the value doesn't really exist if you... there's really no particular value to using UTC, Zulu time universally, because you still, if you're going to call somebody in Pyongyang, not that I've ever done that, if you were going to do that, you'd still have to do the calculations to try to figure out when they'd be awake.
Right, but already when I call people on the West Coast to try to get program directors, I have to do calculations to figure out what time is it 10 sure. o'clock when that guy gets off his morning shift. Yep. So people that do business outside of the time zone where they are, which is a lot of people, they're already having to do calculations.
And if you were going to make a call, then in likelihood, or you probably should have a scheduled time for that call, right? So then the person would know what time you're scheduled no matter what it is.
There are program directors that I have never gotten on the telephone.
Sure.
So when I'm cold calling radio stations, I can't schedule a cold call.
Nope.
You can't schedule cold calls with clients that you're trying to get to advertise.
That much is true. But at least I know when they're going to be awake, generally.
Right. And that's what I'm saying, is you still have to do some kind of math of, oh, it's this time here, it's that time there. People are already doing math. And there are so many global businesses or multinational businesses where they're having to adjust for time zones as well. I've got a client in Europe, so therefore I have to adjust time.
I still think time zones are a better choice than going for just a universal time that's always ticking by. You can use that if you want. You can refer to Zulu. I've tried.
And a lot of people do.
I can't make clients understand it, though. When I say UTC -4, they think that I'm saying -4 and that I'm in somewhere like Prague or something. I have no idea.
Right, but there are also people that don't understand just subtract 12 from 1900.
It's true.
They're like, wait, what? My clock only has 1 through 12 and there's no 19.
So I say the first step is to, first off, all you crazy weird countries that are doing 15 minutes and a half hours, stop it. Just go ahead and pick a time zone and stick to it. And secondly, let's get rid of this crappy daylight shifting time.
Yes. And again, there are some health negatives. ABC News says that in vitro fertilization success drops in March immediately following the time change. Heart attacks spike after the time change, and the number of strokes rise when daylight shifting starts and ends. There's also increased exhaustion and fatigue, especially among teenagers.
855-450-3733. Should we get rid of daylight shifting time?
Yes.
855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our email list. You'll get all kinds of information on new stations we add, promos when we bring them out, and all the good stuff that you want. Completely free. And you just go to the email list right there on the front page. So we're talking about daylight savings time, time zones generally, how we can make time more efficient.
Yes, and also measurement. I want to point something out here that you wanted to use Zulu. Apparently Zulu is a specific time zone, whereas UTC is a time standard that all time zones are based off of.
Okay. So Zulu is the time zone that UTC, the time zone upon which all time zones,
yes,
conveniently the same one.
Right, and UTC, you know, it's not a zone, it's the standard, and there are all kinds of atomic clocks, and, you know, it's based off of stuff in the Earth's rotation. Either can be used on a 24 or a 12-hour clock.
I see. Well, but it can't be, but it also has daylight savings time, or standard shifting time, which is that much more confusing. I say we, first thing we do, eliminate that crap. And all you little nations that have the weird, you know, 15-minute time zones, straighten up.
No, if somebody wants to personally wind up going off of a different time zone, that's fine. But when I say...
I would love to do that. On, how do you do it?
But when I say, we're having a meeting at X time, they should show up at X time. You know, people that are just perpetually late because they don't know how to wind up being on time, those people are just a-holes. It's not anything else.
It's clearly a disregard for other people's time. Obviously, everybody's going to be late now and then.
Right. I'm talking about the people that are perpetually late.
Yeah.
Libertarian standard time, which is people show up about 45 minutes after you tell them something starts.
I think that oftentimes social events, which, maybe a libertarian event might be considered a social event to some, people
aren't as they don't hold themselves to as high of a standard.
Right, and you know, we've just wound up coming from a weekly social event called Social Sunday.
And I don't even know what time it starts.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it.
I look at that, if somebody's within 10 or 15 minutes, that's good enough, because it's not a, you know, set plan necessarily. You have to be here, business starts at. But if you're having a business meeting with somebody and they show up incredibly late, they're just being an a-hole.
Well, I can tell you this. As a person who, you know, I don't like to stay out particularly late, just not my thing. And often parties, you know, people put parties 7 to whenever, right?
Right.
And I'll often show up at 7 and end up helping them put stuff out. Because nobody else is there. Because nobody they didn't expect anybody to show up at 7. They had no intention of anybody showing up at 7. They just put it on the piece of paper, 7 o'clock.
Because they know that people will then start showing up by 8 o'clock.
Right. That's the sort of social, that's the other side of this coin that you're talking about.
Right.
Is that people actually plan for people to be late. And here I am showing up and helping putting out the broccoli and the celery. Which doesn't bother me. It gives me an opportunity.
Oh, it bothers me. Nobody should ever put broccoli and celery out.
No, they're going to do that. It's good for you. It cleans out the roughage.
But the bacon eats the broccoli and the celery.
It does. So do you. Does that mean you want people to smoke you and eat you?
I don't eat the broccoli and the celery. I eat the bacon that ate the broccoli and the celery.
I see, but other people do. Do you want to eat vegans?
No.
Go ahead.
There isn't much meat on most of them, and I'm not a cannibal.
Oh, the, I don't know his name, but one of the, U.S. Olympic weightlifters, I think he was kind of tops in his field in the U.S., was a vegan. I was amazed.
He must have been, he must spend all of his time on meals, would be my thought, is you really have to plan your protein if that's going to be the case.
I know some of the weightlifting events, they have weight classes. So if you're, you know, say 140 pounds, you're not competing against the guy that weighs 280 pounds.
Makes sense.
So ABC News has some advice on how to help your body adjust to the shifting of the clocks. They say eat dinner earlier. Dinner being the evening meal. I know growing up down south, half the people thought dinner was the noon meal.
Supper,
the other half thought that dinner was the evening meal. So whatever the last meal that you eat of the day, eat that a little bit earlier, because our sleep cycle is impacted by our appetite. They say eating earlier if you want extra shut-eye. And I'm not even going to try pronouncing this first name. Dr. Rodriguez, who's an assistant professor in the neurology department at New York University at Langone Comprehensive Epilepsy Center Sleep Center, said finishing dinner an hour earlier than normal will help prime you to go to bed earlier. Says we have a circadian rhythm that is coinciding with the times that we eat.
Mm.
We need to coincide our sleep pattern with our eating pattern. They also recommend using...
You can control that pretty easily. You could decide, I'm going to eat a little early.
Right.
And even if you don't eat as large of a meal because you're not as hungry, so what? You just ate less food. You chubby problem eater. Go ahead. Eat a little less.
They say use a light box to ease into the day. Shifting an hour will mean more light at the end of the day.
Who stands in front of a box? I don't get it. These whole light things, they don't make any sense. Maybe if you're sitting at work or something and you need a little extra sunlight and turning that on may make some sense. But, I mean, you know, I'm on the move. I don't have time for your light boxes.
Yeah, I don't even know what a light box is. They don't explain it in this article. They just say that it can help you.
It's a light that's specially designed to look like daylight, and it has reflective, basically mirrors on one side to reflect the light towards your eyes.
And here's just general all-around good advice if you have trouble sleeping. Avoid screens before you go to bed.
Screen? Oh, I like...
Don't look at, you know, these chromed robots and your laptop and your TV, because the lights from those wind up, you know, just affecting you, and then it makes it harder for you to sleep.
I hear them say that, but don't most people look at those things until they brush their teeth and go to bed?
But a lot of people will look at their phone while laying in bed. I can't fall asleep. I'm going to check Facebook. And then 2 hours later, they still can't fall asleep because the lights and everything.
I see.
So experts here advise the sleep-deprived to avoid screens before bed, but the advice is even more important when DST kicks in. And I've heard you should avoid the screens for at least half an hour, if not an hour.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
before
that.
Before you go to bed.
Just keep on. If you would do it for an hour, they'll just tell you to do it for two. That pretty soon the doctors will be like, just don't touch screens. Screens make you not sleep no more. So I don't think, you know, here's what you should do. You should do that sweet lovemaking with your significant other. That'll help you go to sleep.
Or it might just give you more energy.
Yeah, well, no.
That's maybe.
That's how the autonomic nervous system works.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
Go ahead with the article.
Oh, that's basically it.
Okay.
They do mention one other thing that, well, it's too late now to take a nap the day before you change the clocks.
It's never too late for a nap, Daryl. Never, never too late for a nap.
But we're in the middle of a radio show. I can't take a nap right now.
So, you know, I guess when it comes to daylight shifting time, I'm happy that it seems to be a fad that's going away.
Yes.
But I think it's interesting. Indiana just got rid of theirs. It was relatively recently, within the last 10 years or so. And obviously, they saw some advantage to being on the same time as everybody else.
Yeah, Indiana got rid of, or rather, they started using DST in 2006.
Okay.
To where prior to that, they were not changing, except there were a couple of parts of the state that were, because right. There's a couple parts of the state that are closer
Chicago
to other.
Yeah.
Right, so there's the part that Chicagoland that I think is actually in a different time zone anyway, and it was really confusing.
Yeah, it's really confusing, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
And they need to better draw this particular map, and places need to be able to choose as to which time zone that's going to work for them, but you're still interacting no matter what.
Right.
If Florida and Massachusetts and Maine and New Hampshire and wherever decide we're going to do Atlantic Standard Time, well, they still have to figure out what's going, because New York City and Washington, D.C. and most of the major cities with whom we interact are going to be on Eastern Time. You're going to have to be able to figure out what's going on. Are they on Eastern Daylight Time? Are they on Eastern Standard Time?
Right, but, you know, people in Arizona, they're right next to California. There are people in L.A. that do business in Phoenix and vice versa, and they've got to figure this math out.
Yep.
It's not that difficult. It really isn't.
Indeed, it can be done. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.